Well, it is another first. Our community events committee has been very active. As folks know, we started off early in the spring with the Catch the Vision celebration over at Vandenboom School, followed that up with their activities that they set up with the rededication of the revitalized Lions Field area, the recreation area. And the next item on their agenda is coming up on the 29th, the evening of the 29th, which they're calling Catch the Christmas Spirit in Marquette Township. And it's going to be a family celebration. It's targeted to township residents, the businesses, visitors, anybody who wishes to participate in a traditional Christmas celebration, lighting the Christmas tree, Santa Claus visiting. We were planning sleigh rides, but given the upcoming forecast, it's probably more likely going to be horse-drawn wagons. But we do have the opportunity, basically, to do a little tour on a horse-drawn wagon, and some of the merchants in the mall are going to be providing free hot chocolate and coffee. And we have Huron Mountain is going to be Vianarelle's is going to be doing that. Huron Mountain Bread Company is going to be doing cookies inside the mall. So if it's chilly, you have some place to go and get warm. But the lighting of the tree is going to be right down by US 41, like you said, literally outside your window. Almost mm-hmm. straight down by Applebee's.
Now, you mentioned that, again, this is something that the Special Events Committee, the folks that are in charge of that, have come up with this, that this is something new. I guess it's all sort of an offshoot of the steps you've been taking here for a little while of getting folks involved and saying, what do we want in our township? What do we want to do to make it more fun, more interesting? And now you've got a tree lighting, which seems like, you know,
logical step.
That, yeah, it would have been here over the years, but for whatever reasons hasn't, and now it's here. What are your thoughts on that as you're seeing this kind of stuff start to come together from the community?
Well, it is. You know, the focus of the township over the last 6 years, and particularly with the tenure of the current township board over the last 3 years, has been involvement, basically, getting people back interested in their community, involved in the community, trying to participate in setting the direction that we're going for the future. Our vision on all of our master plans is looking out 25 years. What do you want this community to be in 25 years from now? What do you want for your kids, grandkids, you if you're still here? Those kinds of things. And it has, you're right. It's been a succession of things to try and get individuals to come out, meet their neighbors, get involved with some of the activities, meet the elected officials, the township staff, other residents and business people in the community, and just widen their connections and get active.
Well, let's boil it down here, too. It's also an invitation, an event like this, an invitation for people who don't live in the township to come and take a look and enjoy and take in something fun.
Well, as I said earlier, for friends, guests, visitors, whatever, everybody is welcome. You know, our vision is that it's the Marquette region. It's not Marquette Township, City of Marquette, mm-hmm. Chocolate Township. It's the Marquette region. I mean, we all serve each other, basically. We all provide services. The majority of the folks that come out here and shop obviously aren't from the township. We don't have that many people that live here.
Right.
So, you know, it's a regional type of an event. And, you know, these events, the Community Events Committee has been working on, are geared towards regional participation.